This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. While much of Boulder was watching the CU Buffs football game yesterday, police there say a man was breaking into several homes in the University Hill area. Boulder police say they arrested 50-year-old Patrick Sean Gillespie of Kansas. He faces several charges, including burglary. He evaded police all morning and even changed the clothes he was wearing until officers finally arrested him. More Coloradans are buckling up than ever before. CPR's Nathaniel Miner has more.
Every year, the state monitors and records data from tens of thousands of vehicles in hundreds of locations on Colorado's roads. The most recent results show drivers and occupants are buckling up at the highest rate on record, nearly 90%. That's still a few ticks lower than the national average, though. Arapahoe and Garfield counties had the highest rates of more than 97%. Jefferson and Pueblo counties were the lowest, with rates under 75%. Last year, more than 200 people killed on Colorado's roads were not wearing seatbelts. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Pueblo police say they recovered 13 guns during this year's Colorado State Fair. They removed the guns from patrons over the two-week event, and police say two weapons were fully automatic. The people with firearms were arrested. And the Broncos open their season today against their arch-rival Las Vegas Raiders. It'll be the debut of Denver head coach Sean Payton. Kickoff is at 2:25. This is CPR.